Good morning, Fort McMurray, with Buffalo and the rest of the world. You've tuned in to the Mac City Morning Show. I am your host, Elliot Pierre. We're going to start today's episode off the same way we start every episode off, with a moment of gratitude. I know you could be doing a million other things with your time, and the fact that you spend it with us truly does mean the world to me, so thank you. On that note, Jason, hit him with the intro.
Hey, it's Keith Simpson here. I'm the general manager of Noral Toyota, soon to be Fort McMurray Toyota. Pretty excited for our new dealership. We're here to take care of you. Come on down and be part of our family.
And we are back. Big shout out to our title sponsor, Noral Toyota. We really do appreciate your ongoing support. As everybody at home knows, I do not introduce my guests because they can do a better job of that than myself. So can you please tell everybody at home who you are and what you're about?
Hello, my name is Chantelle McKenzie. I am a real estate agent here in Edmonton, Alberta, and I work a lot with people buying new homes. I came from the new home industry initially, and now I work with like investors as well. I'm an investor myself, do all of it. I do resale, I do new homes, but I have information, so much information in this brain that I'd love to share with everyone. And the reason I got out of new homes is to just help more people.
So, okay. You got to explain to a dummy over here.
A dummy.
What does new homes mean?
New homes. Built from the ground up.
Okay, so like, please explain.
So basically, I used to sit in a show home and be the builder representative that took someone from picking the lot to building it from the ground up, foundation, all the things, picking the interior finishings, picking the colors of the exterior, and really truly knowing how a home is built.
Yeah.
I really liked going through like the whole process with people and helping them understand electrical and like where your light switches are. So when I'm in the show home, there was one time I had three show homes and I had to run to the back of the house to turn on the nook light.
Yeah.
And I'm like, no, we need a three-way switch, please. Knowing the very important little small details is something that I do. I focus on that a lot. And especially going into a resale home, every home was new at one point.
Right.
And people have to understand that. But yeah, knowing those little things and the details are so important. Small details mean big things.
So. That must have been so much information to keep track of because you were helping more than one client at a time.
Oh, 100%. Yeah, we had...
Oh, your poor head.
We had a lot, like logs for everything. And the most important thing for my clients was following up because when you're doing the new homes, like sometimes it looks to a client like, what's going on? Nothing's happening.
Yeah.
My sole thing is you need to follow up even if there is no update. Hey, it's every 2 weeks, constantly.
Yeah.
Hey, this is the update I have, even though like, oh, this is what's coming down the line. Mm-hmm. Just so that you know there is stuff happening in the background because if you're sitting at home like, what's going on with my brand new house?
Yeah.
Like, because there's so many things that go into it between permit pulling and design stuff and electrical permits, like all the things kind of going on in the background that start before, which take quite a bit of time before you're actually seeing it out on the lot, like being built.
Yeah.
So, yeah, knowing all that stuff.
All right. So, did you do all that here in Edmonton?
Yes, I did. So,
So you know some of these houses like inside.
Yes. I'm like, oh, I built that house. Yes.
Yeah.
And I did a lot of the customizations and stuff with drafting as well.
Yeah.
And just repositioning like a home and basically making it their own.
Yeah.
And like making sure that they get exactly what they're looking for.
Yeah.
And then now I'm able to help in the resale side of things.
Yeah.
And yeah, there's definitely obviously differences with both. You can choose a little bit more in the building side.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it gets to be more expensive. You have other costs that come into play outside of your mortgage, like landscaping, deck, fence, all of that kind of stuff that people don't even realize until afterwards.
Yeah.
But if they have the right agent, they can kind of steer them down the right path and talk about the advantages and disadvantages of both.
All right. You had... Like, that's so much you had to keep track of.
It was a lot.
I kind of, like, the title that you gave the job, I was just like, new homes, I don't understand what that entails.
Yes, oh, for sure.
But I remember I was looking at a house out in Summerside, when Summerside was, like, brand new. And I sat down with somebody very similar to yourself, and, like, we started going through, and I was like, no, I'm good.
Yeah, it's
like,
a lot.
I love to buy houses. Like, I love real estate. But I'm just like, that process of that, like, you could definitely get caught in the weeds if you don't have somebody who's willing to like navigate you through that process.
Totally.
Picking like all the hardware and everything, like, nah, I'm not interested.
And knowing the ins and outs of how a contract works with a builder and having someone on your side of the table when you're dealing with a builder is so important. And that's kind of why I stepped into the real estate side of things and am now a real estate agent that can help on both sides, basically, and like know the ins and outs and what to ask, specifications, all the things. And it just, it's better for somebody to walk in a show home with an agent and stuff doesn't just fly over your head, you know, because there's a lot of contracts involved with everything.
Yeah, no doubt.
Yeah.
So did you grow up in the Edmonton area?
Yes, I did. Yeah, I live here. I have three children here. I've raised them.
Okay.
I've been married for 12 years, so I live in the west end of Edmonton. When I was in new home sales, I mainly worked in the northeast. I managed three areas.
Okay.
Manning Village, Sybecker, and out in Siena in Fort Saskatchewan.
Yeah.
And previously I was in the uplands of Riverview.
Okay.
But yeah, I know, I cross-sold. So I know all the communities and all of that. And now I sell acreages, condos, everything.
Very cool.
Yeah.
What do you think about this new LRT construction West Ed area?
It is a big pain.
Yeah.
It is a very big pain. Once it's done, it, I think, will be better.
Yeah.
For some of the people that own homes that are like right on it, not ideal.
I used to live in the condos on 170th and 86th.
Oh, okay.
The one that like looks at the hospital.
Oh, yes,
and
yes,
then
yes,
is like
yes,
across
yes,
the street
yes,
from West
right
Ed.
By Metal Arc, yeah. Oh, goodness.
I can only imagine if I was still living there, like, that being said, for your resale value, like my parents owned, like they bought that years ago investment.
Yeah, yeah.
And when I came down for college, that's where I lived. I can only imagine what that thing is worth now.
If they bought long ago, they're still doing okay.
Yeah.
But if you recently bought and didn't know about the LRT coming into play, it's not a fun thing.
Yeah. It's a lot to live through.
100%. With construction noise and the, like, just construction itself and like the single lanes, it's I don't even want to think about when it snows.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because, that's one thing that Edmonton is lacking in, snow removal.
I love Edmonton, but in the wintertime when you come here, you turn on the radio, you just hear like, oh,
accident here. Yeah.
So you grew up a city girl then, fair to say?
Well, not really. No? I actually grew up out at the lake. Like, I lived in the city, but every weekend we would be out at the lake. I used to have my parents had a place out at Sandy Beach, and now we're out at Wobman. So, like, I do quadding, fishing, boating, all the things. Like, I'm very outdoorsy when I can be on the weekends, if I can. My kids love the lake, swimming, all that stuff. So.
That's great, because I was just going to ask, like, because you were saying, like, you're selling acreages and stuff now, like, how are you dealing with that transition? But that's something that was in your past already.
Yeah, exactly.
What kind of acreages should I be looking for around Edmonton?
I come to Wobman, get a lakefront lot.
Okay.
Like, get a recreational place. It's so fun to at least enjoy the summer when it's here.
Okay.
And even with skidooing and all of that kind of stuff. But around Edmonton, like even over kind of by Beach Corner, just west of Edmonton, like I do a lot more west of Edmonton just because I'm more familiar with the area. But I've even done acreage sales over in Wetaskiwin area. So I do go all around. It really depends kind of what you're looking for, price range, all of that.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's basically, you sit down, tell me what you're looking for, and we kind of go, where are you wanting to be, what's going to be best fit in that price range, and basically go from there.
There are some wild acreages in the West.
Yeah.
Like, I'm familiar really well with, like, the West End of Edmonton.
Yeah.
But then when you go off and take that right off the highway, like, and there are some real, real beautiful spots out there.
Oh, for sure.
Which I don't think a lot of people know about. I think, like, me personally, when I think acreages, I think more, like, close to Sherwood Park or close to St. Albert.
Right. Yeah, even, like, as you're going towards Devon, kind of by the corn maze or whatever out that way. There's some really, really nice stuff. There's a golf course actually back out there, and that was one of my very first listings. I had a brand new build out there.
Okay.
Huge bungalow on a one-acre lot. But when you're buying an acreage, when you're going from like something in the city mm-hmm. to an acreage, you really have to know like about the water system. Like, do they have a drilled well? Do they have a cistern? What's the sewage stuff like? Like, that stuff is so important, and people like have no idea.
Yeah.
And it's like, are you going to be hauling water? Are you going to be like hauling your junk out? Like, where do you have to take your garbage somewhere to a dump site? Like, there's so many different things to factor in play.
There you go. Well, listen, Jason just gave me the sign that we are out of time.
Awesome.
That being said, before I cut you loose, though, you get a shameless shout out or plug. So you have the mic, the camera, the lights. Have fun.
Okay. Well, I shout out Rise Real Estate. They are what brought me kind of into this collective of women that really, truly focus on women and empowering each other, and just make, like, we're all moms, and being able to collaborate together is so important. And if you guys need help, if you need a shout out, we are here for you. Give us a line, and we're here, and we like to collaborate with everyone. So thank you so much for having me.
There we go. Awesome. Well, Fort McMurray, Wood Buffalo, the rest of the world, that's been another episode of the Mac City Morning Show. From the bottom of my heart, thank you very much for tuning in. Big shout out to our title sponsor, Naral Toyota, as well as Carrie from Patchouli Rose and the beautiful people at Coldwell Banker. Hope everybody at home is having a great day, and we'll see you tomorrow. Peace. Good job.
Awesome.
Hi, everyone. It's Carrie with Patchouli Rose here at Thickwood Barbershop. If you're wondering what to get your loved one this season for Valentine's Day, I make an all-natural anti-aging skin serum called Good Skin. It's good for men and women, and it's available for purchase here at the barbershop, downtown at the corridor shops and events, and on my website. Thank you for your support.
Talk about quenching your ugly thirst.